All right, so are you ready to dive deep into Jonathan Rumi and the Chosen?
I am definitely ready.
This article from Christian Culture News, Jonathan Rumi, The Journey of Playing Jesus in the Chosen, is pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it really digs into more than just like a typical behind the scenes thing, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're going to do today.
Exactly.
So let's unpack, I guess, what makes his portrayal so impactful
Yeah.
and how this show is kind of like changing the way we see all these stories.
Yeah, I think one of the things that struck me right away is how his own journey really seems to be woven into like the fabric of the show.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Oh, absolutely. So born in New York City, Egyptian heritage, a family that really encouraged him to pursue the arts. I mean,
Right, like what a,
what a combination.
yeah, talk about like a melting pot of influences, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like, that New York energy, that exposure to all these different cultures and different perspectives, like you can almost feel that feeding into like the authenticity he brings to Jesus.
I totally see that.
Yeah, it's not like the distant, untouchable figure we always see.
Right.
It's someone who feels very grounded.
Totally. And it's interesting too because he didn't just like appear, out of nowhere to be Jesus.
Right.
The article talked about him doing like school plays and community theater and then going to Loyola University Chicago. Like, this is a guy who put in the work,
Yeah, I was honing his craft for years.
I think that's a point that people kind of miss sometimes about actors, especially ones who land these really iconic roles.
Yeah.
It's very rarely an overnight success story.
Yeah.
It's years of dedication of, being willing to take those smaller roles
Right.
and really honing their craft
Yeah.
that allows them to do something so remarkable. And the article even mentions that like his early career was just that like little parts in theater, film, TV,
Yeah.
those blinkin' you miss it kind of roles. So
Totally.
it makes his success with The Chosen so much more impressive.
I think so too, because it really is like the culmination of all of those experiences,
Yeah.
all of those different characters that he's played
Right.
kind of coming together in this one really powerful performance.
Total. Okay, so let's talk about The Chosen for a sec.
Okay.
This is not, your typical like Sunday school version of the Gospels.
No, it's not. And that's what's so brilliant about it, I think, is that Dallas Jenkins, the creator, really chose to focus on the people surrounding Jesus,
Right.
and in doing so, it makes the whole story so much more human and relatable.
Yes.
We're not just told about miracles, we see how they affect real people lives.
Right. And speaking of, the way it's told, it's like they didn't skimp on any of the details either.
Yeah.
Like they really, went all in.
Oh yeah, they were committed to the historical accuracy of it
The
all.
clothing, the language, like everything.
Right.
You really feel like you're there.
Yeah, and that level of detail really does make such a difference.
Yeah.
It just adds that layer of credibility,
Right.
that draws you in.
Yeah, and makes those characters, feel so real.
And I think another thing that's really interesting is just how they decided to distribute The Chosen.
Yes.
It's genius,
It's free through the
It's
app.
free through the app.
Like, come on in,
Yeah.
everybody. It's amazing.
And it's so clever, and it's definitely contributed to the show's massive reach.
Oh, yes, we.
They've just totally removed the barriers to entry
Right.
to this story,
Yeah.
creating this huge global community.
Yeah. Okay, so the heart of it all, Jonathan Rumi as Jesus. What is it about his approach that really like stood out to you?
For me, I think it's that he's just so authentic.
Yeah.
And the way that he so effortlessly blends authority with vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's a Jesus who feels both divine but also incredibly human.
Right. And that is so different than what we've seen before.
Right, exactly. Like, how many times have we seen Jesus portrayed as this, like, stoic,
Yeah.
emotionless, fluffs
Unrelatable.
figure,
Yeah. Distant.
What Rumi does is he brings this warmth and this compassion.
Yes.
And there's even, like, humor at times.
Yeah.
He reminds us that this was a person
Yeah.
who walked among us, who laughed and cried
Right.
and felt the full range of human emotions.
I love that there's a scene that the article mentioned that I do keep thinking about
Oh,
when
yeah.
Jesus heals the paralytic man. And the article talks about how like Rumi conveyed this incredible sense of power, but also this gentleness.
Right.
Like he really felt that man's suffering.
It's just such a great example of
Yeah.
how he elevates the performance beyond just reciting lines.
Yeah.
He's embodying the character.
Yes.
He's conveying that emotional weight.
And people are responding to it.
They are.
You know, like the fans, the discussions, this portrayal has sparked.
Yeah.
It's clear he's hit a nerve.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the positive reactions. It's about like the depth of those reactions.
Yeah.
You know, people are engaging with his story.
Yeah.
On this whole new level.
Right.
Asking questions, you know, debating interpretations.
Yes.
He's making people think.
Yes.
Feel.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly powerful.
That is powerful. Okay, let's be real for a second. Taking on the role of Jesus has got to come with an immense amount of pressure.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I don't even know if the article can really get to the weight of those expectations.
It's hard to even fathom, right? I mean, you're portraying a figure that's revered by millions of people.
Right.
A figure whose story is so deeply personal for so many.
Yeah.
You know, every word, every gesture is going to be scrutinized.
And it's not just like, you know, how you're acting. It's you're navigating theological interpretations, historical context,
yeah.
You know, the potential to offend people.
Totally. It's a tightrope walk, to say the least.
Absolutely. And then beyond that,
yeah.
Imagine the emotional toll
right.
of living with this character.
Yeah. Embodying his joy, his sorrow, you know, the weight of his mission.
Right.
I can only imagine how demanding that must be.
The article mentions him like seeking guidance from faith leaders and theologians.
Right.
You know, it sounds like he really tried to approach this role with the utmost respect.
Yeah.
And a deep understanding.
It really makes you think, like,
yeah,
what must that be like to step into those sandals?
Right.
To try to convey the essence,
yeah,
of someone like Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a question that just lingers.
And that's what's so fascinating about this deep dive, you know? It's
Foreign.
Not just looking at an actor.
Right.
It's exploring how a performance can kind of become like a cultural touchstone.
Right.
Yeah, and spark all these conversations and challenge people's perceptions.
And that, I think, is the true measure of his success, you know?
Yeah.
He's not just entertaining. He's really inviting us to engage with this story in a way that feels so fresh and relevant and personal.
Absolutely.
It's so interesting to think about, like, the journey he's had to get to this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the article mentions God's Not Dead, too.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that was not his first foray into faith-based films.
No, not at all.
You know, and I think that probably gave him the taste of, like,
right,
you know, how complex these types of roles can be.
Right.
And, you know, let's face it, the potential controversies that come with portraying these types of figures.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to remember, too, that The Chosen isn't his only, you know, claim to fame.
Right.
He's done a lot of other stuff.
He had,
like, that thriller.
The Last Days of American Crime.
The Last Days of American Crime. He even did some voice acting in the animated Chosen series.
Right, exactly. He's not afraid to, you know, kind of push boundaries,
yeah,
explore different genres and medium.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's really cool that he's not content to just be pigeonholed as, you know, the Jesus actor.
Yeah, I think you're right. And think about how all those experiences, those different roles that he's played,
right,
must, like, feed back into.
Inform his portrayal of Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, it's like every character that he embodies,
mm-hmm,
adds another layer to his performance.
Totally.
It's like he's constantly expanding his toolkit as an actor.
Yeah.
You know, and drawing from this wider range of emotions and experiences,
right,
to create something really unique.
And the article even mentions that he's interested in directing and producing.
Oh, wow.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised, yeah, if we see him, you know, behind the camera soon.
Right, because it's like the natural progression, you know,
yeah,
when you have that passion for storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, he clearly wants to be more involved,
yeah,
in shaping narratives, not just interpreting them.
Makes you wonder what kind of stories like a Jonathan Rumi film would explore.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Would he stick up faith-based or would he branch out?
Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
Right.
You know, he could bring his perspective to historical dramas, social justice issues, or something totally different.
Right. Okay. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the impact that The Chosen has had.
Okay.
Especially within, you know, like, faith communities.
Yeah.
It's been pretty remarkable.
It has. It's been phenomenal to witness.
Yeah.
You know, it's really ignited this renewed interest in scripture,
mm-hmm,
and it's prompting these discussions,
yeah,
and reflections, mm-hmm, that go so much deeper than the surface.
And it's like given people this whole new perspective,
yeah,
on these ancient stories, and it just makes them feel,
yeah,
so relevant and applicable to their own lives.
I think one of the things that makes the show so effective,
yeah,
is its willingness to address, like, the messiness of faith.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't shy away from the doubts and the struggles.
Yeah.
And even like the disagreements among the disciples.
Right. It feels so much more honest and relatable.
It does.
You know, those overly pious depictions we see a lot.
Right. It feels more human.
Yeah. And that honesty is what's connecting with people.
Absolutely.
I mean, churches are hosting viewing parties. Small groups are using it as a discussion starter.
Yeah.
Even families are watching it together.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really created this sense of community.
Yeah.
Around the show.
Yeah, a shared experience.
Yeah, that transcends denomination.
Right.
Background.
It's amazing. And you know, it's not even limited to Christian communities. I've heard of people of other faiths, even people who identify as agnostic or atheist, who have been moved by the show.
Yeah, it's just a reminder that these stories,
mm-hmm.
although they're rooted in a specific religious tradition,
right.
have these universal themes that...
Right.
can resonate with anyone.
It really is like the beauty of great storytelling, you know?
It is.
To transcend all those boundaries
yeah.
and connect us on that deeper level.
Absolutely.
Okay, so before we wrap up this part, I want to touch on something that really stood out to me in this article.
Okay.
And it's Jonathan Rumi's personal faith.
Yeah.
It seems like it plays a pretty big role in his approach to portraying Jesus.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes his performance so compelling.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just an actor playing a role.
Right.
It's someone who is expressing their faith through their art.
There's a quote in the article that I have to share.
Okay.
It says, "It's an honor and a privilege to play this role, and I approach it with the utmost reverence and respect."
Wow.
Like, you can really feel that sincerity.
You can.
In his performance.
And that sincerity is contagious.
Yeah.
You know, it draws you in and makes you believe.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel something.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than just entertainment. It becomes an experience.
And it makes me wonder what it's like for him
yeah.
to, like, step into this role.
Yeah.
To embody this figure.
Yeah.
Is so central to his own faith.
It must be a deeply personal.
Right.
And profound experience.
Yeah. I'm sure it comes with, you know, its own challenges and rewards.
Of course.
But it seems like it's a real source of inspiration.
I think so.
And fulfillment for him.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that, you know,
yeah.
our work can be an extension of who we are.
Yes. Yeah. yeah.
A way to express our beliefs.
And connect with something larger than ourselves.
Exactly. And in his case, it seems like his work is not just about acting.
Uh-huh.
It's about sharing his faith.
Yeah.
And inspiring others.
Yeah. What a legacy to leave behind.
It is.
Okay, before we get too sentimental, I got more to unpack as we wrap up this deep dive. You know, I keep thinking about how accessible they made this whole story.
Yeah, it's amazing how they bridge that gap.
Yeah, like ancient text and modern audience. It's incredible.
Uh-huh.
And it's more than just, you know, the free app or the high production quality.
Right.
It's the way the story is told. The characters are portrayed.
It's about humanizing those figures.
Right.
That have often felt distant. And untouchable.
Yeah, like we're seeing the disciples, Mary Magdalene, even Jesus himself with new eyes.
Right.
You know, we're reminded that they were real people with real problems and feelings just like us.
Exactly.
You know,
struggling with things.
Think about when Jesus calms the storm.
Okay.
Like in so many depictions, it's all spectacle, right?
It's all about the power.
Yeah, but in The Chosen, they show the disciples like fear.
Yeah.
Before the miracle even happens.
Right. Their terror, their helplessness.
They can feel it.
Yeah.
And it makes that moment when Jesus steps in.
Right.
So much more powerful.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because it lets the audience connect on an emotional level.
Right.
You're not just observing, you're experiencing it.
Yeah. And that's what I think is like revolutionary about The Chosen.
Uh-huh.
It's not just retelling the story. It's like inviting us to step inside it,
right,
to feel it, wrestle with it, make it our own.
Exactly. And in doing that,
yeah,
it's opened up this new way of like engaging with scripture.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't just reading the words.
Right.
They're visualizing it.
Uh-huh.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
Connecting it to their lives.
Yeah. It's sparked this curiosity.
It has.
This thirst to learn more and go deeper.
I love that.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I mean, churches are using the show as a tool for outreach. Families are watching it together and having these conversations about faith.
It's really become this phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's bringing people together.
And I think a lot of that could go back to Jonathan Rumi and his performance.
Yeah.
He created a Jesus.
Yeah.
Who's both relatable, but also awe-inspiring.
Uh-huh. There's this humility and gentleness to his portrayal.
Yeah.
It's so disarming.
Yeah. You can really feel his compassion, his love for humanity.
Yeah.
It's fascinating because even in those moments of authority,
right,
when he's teaching and performing miracles, there's this vulnerability
yeah.
there that makes him feel so human.
It's like he's reminding us that even in our strength, even in like our moments of divine inspiration,
yeah,
we're still human.
Right.
We still feel pain and doubt and fear.
And that message is connecting
it is.
With people mm-hmm. and making them rethink their ideas about Jesus, about faith, about what it means to be human.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the power of art.
Yes.
To move us, to inspire us, to make us question and feel.
Jonathan Rumi has done that.
He has.
With his portrayal of Jesus.
He's created something really special.
Yes.
Something that I think will continue to impact people.
For years to come.
Yeah.
So as we come up from this deep dive, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How has his performance, how has The Chosen shifted your understanding of this story?
It's a question worth thinking about, and I hope you'll keep exploring and questioning and keep diving deep into the world.
Until next time, keep those minds curious and those ears open and keep the conversation going.